Ali Hassan Al-Jaber, Lucas Dolega, Sabah Al-Bazi.
French journalist Charlotte Legris de La Salle opened the panel discussion by reading names of reporters who died or were injured, sexually assaulted, or captured in 2011 and 2012.
In Colombia, Libya, Syria, Egypt, Iraq, Tunisia, they were doing their job, their work as journalists. This is unbearable. This is unacceptable. Team
Etherington. This list of departed and demoralized colleagues set the tone for the panel discussion on protecting journalists in the aftermath of Security Council Resolution 1738. For Robert Young, legal advisor at the International Committee of the Red Cross, the news has not been good.
The law has stayed the same. The law is clear that journalists are protected as civilians as long as they don't take part in hostilities. But if anything, in the 5 years since, we've seen a trend where more and more civilians are affected by armed conflict, and that includes journalists.
Judith Matloff, who has reported from five continents, agreed. A few months ago, she was interrogated by soldiers while reporting in a country which she did not name.
When I cited 1738, as well as the Geneva Convention, as well as various other protocols, and also mentioned being aware of the local laws of the nation in question, the response of one uniformed gentleman was to laugh and point his gun right into my chest and say, "We don't care about the law."
American photojournalist Caroline Cole has also witnessed a sharp rise in violence against journalists within the past 5 years.
The effect of this has been the intimidation of journalists and the reluctance of editors to send journalists to areas of conflict where reporting is critical. For example, due to the extreme dangers journalists faced during the Arab uprising last year, far fewer journalists are being sent to even attempt to cover the conflict in Syria. I myself covered the Egyptian Revolution and have not been asked to go to Syria despite volunteering.
Cole covered the Iraq War and even won the Pulitzer Prize for her work on the civil war in Liberia. She has seen a lot in her 2 decades of experience, but she said she was not aware of the Security Council resolution until being asked to speak on the panel.
I came today in remembrance of my journalist friends and colleagues, Tim Hetherington, Marie Colvin, Anthony Shadid, Remy Olick, and Chris Hondros, and many others, who all died in the past year doing what they believed in so deeply, shining a light on injustice in the world. I hope more that can be done to protect journalists so that that light can continue to shine.
American photojournalist Caroline Cole speaking at the UN on Thursday. Cole suggested there should be further efforts to educate journalists about Security Council Resolution 1738. And she adds that those who do not abide by its provisions should be condemned and punished. Deanne Penn, United Nations.